So before we go, we promised you at the beginning that we were going to check back in with Alex Ashlock, who has been covering the 125th Boston Marathon for WBUR since before dawn. And again, I really want to underscore what we're doing right in this minute really underscores the complexity of this day. We've just come from talking about the challenges of observing and learning to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day and this 125th Boston Marathon this year being run on that day. Alex, thanks for joining us again before the end of the show.
Great to be with you.
And have you heard today about the race being held on Indigenous Peoples Day, Alex, and the efforts of the Boston Athletic Association, both to apologize and to better integrate the two events?
I have to say, I haven't heard people talking about that specifically, but I think it's clear from what we've been listening to on your show that, you know, more work needs to be done in this area. The BAA needs to do more work in this area. And I sort of think about, you know, the time when women weren't allowed in the Boston Marathon back in before 1972. And the BAA has done a great job of telling us about that history and bringing the women who were the pioneers in the women's running movement and the Boston Marathon, women running Boston Marathons, bringing that history to light. So I think the BAA, you know, took a step here. They made the apology. There was acknowledgement of Ellison Brown, which we should have heard about before today, I think. I think that's clear. And as your last guest just said, you know, the BAA probably needs to do better. And I think going forward, you probably will hear more about Indigenous peoples and maybe Native American runners who participated in the Boston Marathon. It's probably up to me to do some work investigating that as well and going back into that history. You know, I knew of Ellison Brown, but I certainly didn't know all that history that we have talked about over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're learning some amazing stories. All right, so now, Alex, the race is coming to an end, and it was 900 days in the making. And you are sort of, to me, you're the voice of the Boston Marathon for me. So now I want to ask you, how did it feel today?
You know, it felt pretty good. I think, you know, to me also, it was interesting to hear Yasmin talk about how the marathon went today. And, you know, there was a little bit of a sense of, you know, maybe we built it up and it didn't deliver perhaps the punch that we hoped it would or that we thought it would. I thought it might be a little more emotional. And maybe it wasn't. I just didn't see it. But I think it was just, you know, people just got down to business in this marathon today. It has been more than 900 days, and, you know, they put the race on, and people came and ran it, and, you know, they're looking forward to doing it again next year. So I think, you know, the 125th is going to go down as an unusual event, and hopefully we'll be able to go back to having this marathon on Patriots Day, as it has traditionally been held on.
So I want to bring that up again for a second, because you said next year, but it's in 6 months. The wear and tear on people. I know there are some people who ran Chicago over the weekend.
Sure.
New York is in November. But the average person who's running, for example, for charity, wow, right? To turn around and do this again in 6 months, talk about that.
I think it's going to be difficult, but I think I also heard on the show today talking about training and, you know, during the pandemic, people's training got kind of out of whack. But in some ways, they got more time to train for the marathon. Now there's going to be this compressed schedule, at least for people, average people running marathons. I think another 6 months. I think you can do that. I think, you know, I always think some people that I know run too many marathons. I think you can run two marathons in a period of a year if you're just a kind of a normal everyday runner. So I think people are going to be able to do it in 6 months.
Any image or moment today, Alex, that's going to particularly stick with you?
You know, just a couple of things. Dave McGilvery, the longtime race director, he did an interview on WBUR this morning at 6:35. I found him in the dark in Hopkinton. He came to the gazebo on the town common, and he did an interview with our morning edition host, Rupa Shenoy, in the dark, you know, with the headphones that I had put on his head. He's just such a gracious person and, you know, sort of the face of this race. Another moment I saw on television, I didn't see this in person, three or four people carrying somebody across the finish line here on Boylston Street. So, you know, I just think especially that latter image just represents what the marathon is all about.
All right. That is Alex Ashlock, WBUR's marathon reporter, our marathon reporter. Alex, thank you so much. It was great to have you on and great to recognize this 125th Boston Marathon.
I'll see you in April.
We'll see you in April, Alex.